You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Oakland Athletics are now dealing with some pitching injury issues, as everybody is in the league, but this has been kind of depressing. So let's talk about that. I'm Allison Twitter. I'm here with Jane Lee, covers the Oakland Athletics. And Jane, Sean Manaea going on the DL with a strained forearm. Okay, so everyone in the universe that we live in now, which is like reading everything on Twitter, and everyone was freaking out because who wants to see that? But it seems like maybe there's a little hope there that it's, I think Bob Melvin said, muscular and minor. So those are two good words. So what's the feeling about Manaea's prognosis in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's disappointing just from the standpoint of he was doing so well, looking a lot better here recently. And then you watch a guy like that grab his forearm, and I think everyone was a little bit scared. I know Bob was saying, as soon as he saw that, your first thought is ligament damage, which, typically lends to Tommy John surgery. So obviously, it's easy to jump to conclusions, but the MRI showed that it was, like you said, muscular damage, not ligament related, and pretty minor in the area. They think he could actually follow a similar rehab plan that Sonny Gray did a couple weeks ago, where he only missed a little bit, I think only one more day than the minimum 15 days. So they think he could be back in a couple weeks, which is really good news when you look at the big picture. But at the same time, this is also a team that's really struggling, even just to field a rotation of five guys right now, just because of all the injuries, inconsistent performances. It's really been a struggle for them here lately. And I think this week and next week, it's going to be more of the same, just because they know they don't have Rich Hill for at least another 2 weeks. They don't have Sean Manaea for at least 2 weeks. So, this is a time when they really need the guys that they do have, guys like Sonny, Kendall Graveman, and then, of course, Daniel Mingden, who was called up last weekend, to perform well and give them innings, because this bullpen's been pretty taxed here.
Yeah, and I was reading about Eric Thurkamp. So, I mean, just like basically really ineffective and keeps getting opportunities because just how shorthanded they are, but they really can't keep throwing him out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, right now it seems like they have no choice. They've given him 7 starts already this year, which is already a new career high for Thurkamp, but he's struggled to give them innings. I mean, he kind of stumbled out of the gate and can't really get back on track. And, I mean, they want to leave him out there, let him get through it, give them more innings. But, we saw last night, there just comes a point where you got to get him out of there. And I know he's frustrated. It's just a little weird. You see him go down to the minors, perform well at the AAA level, pitching 5, 6, 7 innings, and then come up here and just look like a completely different pitcher. Now, it's obviously, a different stage up here, different opponents, a lot tougher. But at the same time, this is a guy who has had bits of success up here, and, they like the way he performed in spring training, expected a little bit more of him this year. And just because of their need for starters, continually hands him these starts, and he's just kind of coming up short each time. But it does seem like he could make another start, at least one more start, on this homestand, just because the team doesn't have another off day until Monday, and there's really no other options to come up and pitch in his place. The only other one would be Jesse Hahn, but he was optioned just this past Friday. So, the rule is that players need to be down for at least 10 days before they're brought up again, unless there's a DL move. So that would be the only way for them to get Jesse up here, but Jesse, too, has struggled. So really just a trying time for this rotation. And it's unfortunate to see with Thurkamp, just because, he has been given so many opportunities. This is his fourth stint this year already, and it's only June.
My goodness. So the one way to circumvent in effect, the starting pitching is just to score enough runs to last you like three games, which is what they did recently in a win over the Rangers, I guess, on Monday. So they came off of a 1-7 road trip where they were scoring 2.6 runs per game through that stretch. It was just an awful trip for them. So I guess to kind of bounce back and do that, it makes, I mean, we're searching for random positives here, I get that. But that had to have been a little nice for them to be able to maybe relax a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really brutal road trip for them. I mean, to go 1-7, just really not what they wanted, obviously, especially coming off a pretty good homestand. They had just swept the Twins. And, you know, looking ahead, you looked at the teams they were playing, the Astros, the Brewers, and the Reds. You thought, you know, they could have a nice little road trip here, come home, maybe closer to the 500 mark. And it was the opposite of that. It was kind of a nightmare for them. And, you know, he sprinkled in a few more injuries, notably Rich Hill. And it was just a road trip that they wanted to forget. And, you know, to see him come home and, you know, break out like that offensively, I think was pretty nice for them. But, I mean, as we've seen all season, this team is so streaky. It seems like every area, you know, whether it's the pitching, the offense, the defense, they just can't seem to, you know, sustain it long enough. So we see them, you know, have those kind of nights, maybe win a couple in a row like they did, and then go back down a path of, you know, 3, 4, 5 straight losses. And hopefully that's not what we're looking at again, but it just seems to be a very familiar trend here.
Yeah, it's I sense this is going to be – it's going to turn into an even longer year for them if they cannot – figure out this pitching, but that's why they play all the games. Okay, Jane, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.